You know what time it is. We are going in. Your brother has been translating all day. I'm getting through the book of Luke, the light is Yahuwah. And it's deep because Luke is very analytical. He's very particular. So it's not an easy way to translate because he's so deep in everything he's saying. But I just want to send a shout out to everyone. As you come on, make sure you hit the like button. We're doing a later on the western part of the world. This is a later time than normal. Well, actually, I shouldn't say normal. You just never know when we're going to go live, period. So drop your name, tell where you're from. Put your city and put your state or put your city and country. And then let Yahuwah know that you love him. Let him know that you love him. There's nothing wrong with you professing your love to Yahuwah continually. His praises should be upon your tongue night and day, like do we, David said. A man after his own heart. Why? Hey, y'all got to understand, because a lot of y'all done some trash, you done some dirt, you done been buck wild in your life, and you're going, man, how can I be forgiven? It's going to be hard for you to beat David. Dewey. What's up, Chelsea? It's going to be hard for y'all to beat Dewey, David. He did some dirt. He did some trash. And yet, even though he did the dirt and did the trash, Yahuwah said, this is a man after my own heart. You want to know why? Because I counted 91 times in the book of Tehillim. That's the book of Psalms, where he praised the name of Yahuwah. You see, people are not getting that part. We got to make everybody get that part. You know how the young people say that part? Okay, that part. Yahuwah's name was promoted, was magnified, was elevated and uplifted at least 91 times. Daniel Bokote said, let's get it rocking, kingdom business. With that super. Come on, Daniel. You know if I'm coming in here later in the evening on what they call a Sunday, which is ridiculous they name these days of the week these ways. But we in. We're going to tear it down anyway. Y'all know we're going to tear it down. So some of y'all so heavy in your brain about the trash you've done. Come on, Queen. Tell them Queen coming in with that super. Talk to them, Sister Queen. People get all tied up about the dirt they did. They're like, man, you think your situation is so specific, so abnormal that you can't be saved. I'm talking to the people that are not saved yet, which is most of the people that will listen to this, because we get thousands of people that watch these videos, hundreds of thousands that watch them every month. And most of the people watching me, you might think you're saved on your own terms, but boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl, you better be sure of how you're thinking. And you can't be sure unless you study deep and search for the Most High with all your heart. If you ain't gave it all you got, you can go in the bathroom tonight, look in the mirror, and say, since I've been born. You can literally do this tonight, today, wherever you're at, because I got my East Coast, my Eastern, not Coast, Eastern world part that's about, they're waking up now over in Asia. Watch, you're going to see the Philippines come in here. You're going to see different, more and more people going to come in from Asia about this time. I'm telling you right now, you got to go in the mirror. And if you can look at yourself squared up in the mirror, thank you, Sister Patience. I see you working, praising Yahuwah. If you can look at yourself square in the mirror and go, hey, I went and searched for Yahuwah with all my heart before I did anything else in my life. I didn't focus on my career. I didn't get caught up on my parents and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and all my friends telling me I got to go to college. That wasn't my focus. My focus was I got to find my creator first before I do anything else. How many people can say that? This is organic, fresh, squeezed, and made mango juice. And it's delicious. Hardly anybody can say that. Hardly anybody can say that. You can't go in the mirror. 99% of you. There go my life. I told you, Elmer and Kareem coming here from the Philippines. You can't go in the mirror and go, before I ever did anything else. Like I'm telling you, I didn't do it, and I caught myself. The difference between me and a lot of other people, and you need to get to where you say the difference between you and a lot of other people. Sometime or another's got to be your cut time, like your stop point. Come on, Blake. Said he loved Yahuwah with that soup, bro. I give it up to you. Sometime or another's got to be your, like, all right, I was doing this, and then I stopped and went that way. That's got to happen. I'm telling you, that has to happen to you sometime. You want to be great with Yahuwah? Look at the subject of today, tonight, wherever you're at. You want to be great with Yahuwah? Come on, James Harris. Tell him. James Harris said he loved Yahuwah with that super. You want to be great with Yahuwah? You're going to have to do great things. Winners win. Leaders lead. Everything that you got to do great. To be great, you got to do great things. Period. Ain't no way around this, Brother Joe. Can't get around this one. Because to thy own self be true. Like, don't mess around and fool yourself. You want to go to the throne. You got to approach the throne of Yahuwah boldly. Why are you playing? For those of you that's playing. Like, the only reason you're playing is because you have not yet went, look, I need to come straight with Yahuwah. Come on, Sister Rush. I see you for the 144. She know we building 144 with Yahuwah's name in their forehead. Is Yahuwah's name in your forehead like Sister Rush just said? Come on. So I'm going in. It's going to get hot. And then tomorrow, we got a telethon. Lena said, look, we got to get our last telethon before the month ends. We can't do it Tuesday because that's Shabbat. Let's get our last telethon in before the month ends. We got this massive campaign we've extended. Hey, for all of you that were not on the leadership yesterday, the leadership Zoom, you missed something special. We spent about 2.5 hours. It's rare you can get my time to stop and just meticulously take you through exactly how to be elite with Yahuwah. Those of you that was on the leadership Zoom, drop something in the chat. Say, I was there. Put I was there on the leadership Zoom yesterday. Don't miss the next one. I'll do another one within a month. I'm going to try to do one a month. Don't miss it. Look, Nirab put it was fire. Nirab coming in from Bangladesh. Is Bangladesh part of Asia? Nirab, tell me that. I didn't know that. Who was there? Come on, Nicholas. Nicholas with that super. Jermaine with that super. Terry, was you there yesterday? Look, Emily, look. Look at everybody was there. Come on, Lisa Austin with that super. Was you there, sister? I'm telling you, you can't miss. If you're going to be on the front line, you won't be in that 144, but at least guaranteeing your slot in the 144,000. I'm here to make sure you don't miss it. I'm gonna look, Rich Cap said, I was there. He said, how was there? I didn't know if you was there or I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, part of Asia besides India, billions of people. Listen, this is what I'm gonna guarantee you this. I am. I'm gonna eternally guarantee you. I'm gonna speak bold because I know how to approach the throne of Yahuwah the right way. I put my life into this. I'm not up here just playing around talking. I'm 55 going on 56. I'll be 56 this upcoming month. I'm about to turn 56 in a couple weeks. I ain't got time to play no games. I'm approaching the halfway point in my life. For those of you that think right, think 120. I ain't got time to play no games. Do you? I can guarantee you how to get into the 144,000. How many people's ever told you that? I can guarantee you how to get into the 144,000. You just got to listen to me. All you got to do is just listen to somebody that knows how to do it. And all you got to do with me is go, does that guy even care? Come on, Daniel, getting y'all some memberships. Brand new people in here for the first time. Some of y'all brand new. Daniel Bacote, you accepting those free bronze memberships. You get on the inside a little bit there. I give you a little bit. Hey, we're doing shout outs the next couple of weeks for everybody that's on our YouTube channel membership. That supports what we're doing here because we do a lot. I can show you how to do it, man. Because I done gave my life for this. I'm ride or die with Yahuwah on this. I had to deal with a demonic force, a spirit today. I'm going to tell y'all a story about how to deal with demons. Because you're going to come, once you get up on this higher level, you're going to deal. See, most of you got demons around you. They messing with you. You don't know how to identify them. And you don't know how to speak to them once you see them. But you're going to learn today how to at least get in the realm. Let's go all the way up. Y'all ready to go up? Bill Henry in here. Bill Henry says, Canada needs to know Yahuwah from coast. I love me some Canada, Bill. I used to have a house out in Victoria on Vancouver Island. So I got some Canadian running through me too, Bill. Several years, I've done multi-millions of dollars of business in Canada. So I love, and I got a bunch of family and friends up there. Matter of fact, one of my great-great uncles had to go there because we were in Kentucky. One of my great-great uncles, Jermaine, just go on the YouTube channel. Click join right there on the main YouTube channel for Promote the Truth. That's all you got to do. One of my great-great uncles, might be great-great-great, but I know at least great-great uncles in Kentucky, he married a white woman back in the 60s. So y'all already know in the South what that was like. And some people came to him and told him that the Klan was coming to get him that evening. So they ran and jetted and they went to Canada. So I got a bunch of family to spread out. Over in Ontario, by the way, where my Ontario folks are. So I got a bunch of cousins in Ontario. It's crazy. My Uncle Will. All right. If y'all read, y'all already know. Y'all warming it up. Look at Elmer Kareem. We got some pesos, some Filipino pesos in the building tonight. Brandon, shall we go up? If we going up, if y'all want me to burn this up, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit in the true scriptures, chapter 9. Man, chapter 9, 60. It took me 2.5 hours to translate chapter 9 of Luca. 2.5 hours. That's extensive. 2.5 hours. This was translated today. This is not scrubbed. This is chapter 9, Luca, in the whole chapter. I'm giving you the title in this chapter. We're going to start with verse 37. Verse 37, we're going to start with Luke 37. Chapter 9, 37. There ain't no way I'm going in unless we do what? Put some fire emojis in the chat. I got to see at least 20 of y'all put some fire emojis in the chat. And then I will go in and I promise you. Come on, following Yahuwah. What's your name, following Yahuwah? You got to tell us your name. We've been wanting to know your name because the staff's trying to give you credit for what you're doing. Y'all got to put some fire. We got to get the algorithm rocking. Is everybody hit the like button? If hey, we're going live straight through YouTube, simulcasting through Facebook. Everybody's hitting the like button. Everybody's hitting the share button. And everybody's putting some fire emojis in the chat. Because we're going to burn this thing up. We're going to tear some stuff down. And we're going to figure out how to be great in Yahuwah. Yeah. Now, why is how to be great in Yahuwah so awesome? You don't want to be just good in Yahuwah, because good is the enemy of great. You want to be great in Yahuwah. You're going to do good things, but you got to add up those good things to get to great. Now, we got more than 20 fire emojis in the chat. So those of you that are watching the replay, guess what? They let me go in. And do not forget that tomorrow, the 29th, the pagan month, April, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, me, your sister Lena Nolan, co-founder Promote the Truth, with me, the founder Promote the Truth, we're going hard in the paint tomorrow. We have our telethon, and it's the Tear It Down telethon. And I'm going to play one of the new songs, a portion of each of the new 8 songs that's come out. I'm going to try to hit all of them in and out through tomorrow so y'all can hear it. Man, we got one that just got finished, complete today. I thought it was done. We had to do a quick recession on the intro. They nailed the intro. It's blazing. I might give y'all a taste tonight. Come on, Sister Sherry. Let's go in. We're going up. I'm at verse 37, chapter 9 of Luke. Ready, set, go. The next day, Yahusha and his 3 disciples came down from the mountain and were met by a large crowd. What just happened? Yahusha grabbed Kappa, Yaakov, and Yahuhanan. He took them up on a mountain. They saw a vision of Masha and Aliyahu, so Moses and Elijah. And what Masha and Eliyahu, the vision, not the actual ones, but there was a vision working through messengers. I'll go deep on that one day. Yahuwah was preparing Yahusha to depart from this world. So they were edifying and building him up on that mountain. Most people don't know what happened on that mountain. They were preparing him to be able to go through the terrible scourging and the absolute mutilation he was about to go through. They were getting him prepared. So now they've come down from the mountain. Kappa, Yaakov, Yahuhanan, that's James and John. They were all freaked out what happened on that mountain. But see, now when Yahusha, HaMashiach then, his name was Yahusha then, he is now fully powered up. Yahuwah, because when they got done with the vision of Masha and Aliyahu Elijah, all of a sudden they disappeared. A cloud came over them. And then a voice came out of the cloud that says, "This is my son, who I have approved. Listen to him." That's what the voice said. So we got to make a decision tonight. Today, wherever you're at. Are we going to listen to the words that Yahusha spoke when he was on the earth, before he went back and took his rightful place as Yahuwah, Mashiach? Are we going to listen to him? Because Yahuwah on high, his being that remained on high, his spirit, most of y'all can't get this part until your ears are open and your eyes can see. You cannot see yet unless you're willing to be humble. Yahuwah is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him first in spirit and in truth. So when you approach the throne and you try to reason with Yahuwah as flesh and blood, you've missed what he told you. That's why Yahusha is not the name of the Savior, because he is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit first and in truth. And the truth is he's the spirit. So how can he be a human and the Most High at the same time? The only way you can do that is through the spirit realm. What you gonna do with that? You can't rock with Yahuwah in the flesh. Flesh and blood ain't going to tell you what you need to know. It's going to be Yahuwah Ruha, the spirit, that tells you who he is. So now he been fully dosed from the spirit. He went up on the mountain, had a conversation with the Father, which is him in the spirit. What you going to do with that? You going to deny it? What you going to do? You telling me that the Most High can't be in 1,000 different places at the one time? Walk outside and look at nature and you will see he's all that and some more. That's who he is. That's why he says, I am that I am. Pause it at that. What do you need me to be? I am that. I need to be in 80 places at one time. I am that. Do I need to come and rescue your butt? I am that too. You need a breakthrough? I am that. He's the great I am. So the great I am was having a dual conversation on the mountain. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. The rest of the folks, we've gone down the road. We're not arguing with you. We're not complaining. We're not debating. We don't care if you don't like us. We're going to show you love anyway. He commanded us to show you love even if you hate us. So we're going to be on point. We're not going to be affected. We ain't going to get emotional. We just gone. You want to catch us? Feel that wind that went past your ear. That's us in the breeze. He comes down from the mountain with those three disciples. Verse 38. Just then, someone from the crowd shouted out, Teacher, come on, Jermaine. I see you with that soup. Teacher, I beg you, please do something for my son. He is my only child. They just came off the mountain. Yahusha's fully dosed. He done went up and got himself plugged into himself and got lit up. And right when he gets down, I don't know who it was. But man, if y'all want to catch him at the perfect time ever, catch him when he's completely off the charts in that moment. I beg you to do so. He's my only child. The man continued to say, verse 39, a demon often attacks him and makes him scream. It shakes him until he foams at the mouth. And it will not leave him until the boy is completely worn out. I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not do it. Because you remember Yahusha said, some of these demons, you can only get out of here with fasting and prayer. Yahusha answered, oh, faithless and stubborn generation. No, now he's on high. Yahuwah Mashiach, as Yahusha at that time, he's up on another level. He's just coming down. He says, oh, you faithless and stubborn generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Why do you think Yahusha said that? Why do you think Yahusha said that? Thank you, Sarah Hope, for putting that in, following Yahuwah. Why do you think Yahusha said, oh, you. faithless and stubborn generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Tell them, Daniel Bokote, we love Yahuwah. Why'd he say it? Because I'm going to tell you why he said it. It's exactly what's going on with most of you. Listen to me now. You're taking too long to get to faith. You're taking too long. Like, what's the worst case scenario? You decide to believe Yahuwah with all you got. What's your worst case scenario? He said, test me in this. Oh, the reason you don't want to test him in this, because you're going to have to bring your first fruits. Now you're going to have to give him your best. That's the only reason you don't trust Yahuwah like that. Because you don't want to give him your best for those of you that are struggling with that. Those of us that don't struggle with that, we ain't going to have Yahuwah say this to us. It ain't going to happen. I mean, do y'all want Yahuwah really to say to you, you faithless and stubborn person, you, how long should I put up with you? You know, like, go through the course of your day. Are you 1,000,000% locked and loaded? Yahuwah got me. Whatever I ask for shall be given to me. I literally shut the mouth of a demon for real today. I was somewhere and a demon was screaming out and I told that demon, shut up. That's it. And it didn't stop at first. I said, Yahuwah, I'm not tolerating that in your name. It has to be quiet. I stand on that. Man, it wasn't even 30 seconds. That demon, quiet. Done. He said, go ahead and go in with Yahuwah is the point. Go ahead and go in. But you, that means you got to come in before you bring him in. He ain't coming in before you come. You got to choose it. Many are called, but few choose it. Choose it means, Yahuwah, I come first. I'm going to put mine in before you put yours in. Most people think that Yahuwah is going to put his in. He's already done that. He died on a stake. He put it in for forever. He already put his in. How you going to ante up with what he put in? How you going to match what he put in? You can't match what he put in. What are you going to do to match what he put in? Can you at least get in the game with some faith? Get in the game. Most of y'all, man, y'all in the parking lot. No, y'all out on the street. Enter the parking lot of the stadium. Then walk in the stadium. And then go to the locker room. And then get your butt on the field with Yahuwah. Stop staying out in the parking lot and the highways and byways. Come on, Emily. I see you. She told me to feed him. I'm feeding y'all. He said, I begged your disciples to cast them out, but they couldn't. Yahusha answered, you faithless and stubborn generation. How long shall I be with you? How long should I put up with you? Then Yahusha said, bring your son to me. Wait a minute. Here it comes. Yahusha said, bring your son to me. 42. While they were bringing the boy to Yahusha, the demon attacked him and made the boy shake all over. But Yahusha rebuked the demon and it stopped. The boy was healed right then. Right then. Then Yahusha gave the boy back to his father. 43. Everyone was amazed at the power of Elul. But while everyone was still amazed at all the things which Yahusha had been doing, everybody's buzzing. Oh, my goodness. He done this. He's done that. He done walked on water. He done had people come back from the dead. He done healed lepers. He done the deaf, they hearing. The blind seeing. The cripple walking. They talking about it. They all buzzing. So it's buzzing. And what happens while it's buzzing? It's at an all-time high buzz. It's at a crescendo now. It's been going on for 3 years. They're like, man, this thing is crazy what he's doing. What Yahusha is doing is just it's just unbelievable. What's going on? What did Yahusha do right then? Yahusha said, told his disciples, come over here. Come here, come here, come here, come here. While everybody's buzzing, everybody's all fired up. You know what Yahusha does? Yahusha, shh, come here. Yahusha said to his disciples, he spoke to them privately and said, pay close attention to what I am telling you. Come on, Daniel. Pay close attention to what I am telling you, because the Son of Man shall be handed over to evil people. While everybody's buzzing, Yahusha pulled. Most people never got that part. That part. Come on, Nima from Tanzania. Most people never got that part. Everybody's buzzing. It's at a crescendo. Everybody is, man, they fired up. They're like, man, Yahuwah's done coming. He's helping his people. Yahusha go, psst. See what he's doing now when he goes, psst, come here. He's getting ready to, he's going to pay your price. Pay my price. Pay everybody. He's going to put his chips in before we put our chips in. He says, come here. Psst. I'm about to be handed over to evil people. 45. But the disciples did not know what Yahusha meant. They still didn't get it. You want to know why? Because the meaning was hidden from them at that time. They could not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. You see, those of you that are not getting it, it's because Yahuwah is hiding it from you because you ain't put yours in first. You got to put your chips in right now because his chips is already out there. Therefore, they couldn't understand it. You're never going to understand it. Come on, Queen. That's super. Don't play. My sister Queen is not playing. Y'all never going to get what Yahuwah really can be and how to be great with Yahuwah until you put yours in with knowing that his is already in. Watch. We ain't even got even close to the fire yet. Y'all got to share this. Share this with somebody. Somebody going to learn how to really be great with Yahuwah on this one. Watch. He said, they're going to hand me over. Disciples couldn't understand it. They were afraid to ask him about it. And you know what they did next? Because they didn't know what to do. Then there came a time when the disciples started discussing among themselves, which of them are going to be considered the greatest? That's what they flipped to. Y'all think y'all all messed up and jacked up. These 12 at times was all over the place. Jalissa, Sister Jalissa, they was everywhere. These 12, come on, Sophia with that soup. These 12 was all over the place. He's telling them, I'm about to be handed over to evil people. The next thing they talk about, hey, which one of us going to be considered the greatest when all this is said and done? This is crazy, man. You got to give yourself more credit. They're all over the place, your man. And now Yahusha, knowing he's about to be get delivered up, what does he do? But when Yahusha knew what they were thinking and reasoning, he had a child come and stand beside him. Verse 48, chapter 9, Luke. Then Yahusha said to them in 48, "Who? This is how you become great. I can't even get the rest of this out unless y'all put some fire emojis in the chat. Put some more fire emojis. Because this is like, this is the setup to get to this part. I was going to start at this part, but I thought it'd be better to back it up a little bit to set it up and give us some great backdrop. Let's hit the algorithm and get more new people saved. Why not? They lighten up. I see your fire emojis. Come on, y'all. Now watch. I'm going in because y'all light the fire emojis up fast tonight. Y'all got your hands on the trigger. He has the child come and stand beside him, fam. And then Yahusha said to them, this is how to be great with Yahuwah. Whoever receives this little child in my name. What's his name, JC? What's his name, Jermaine? What's his name, Carlos? See, that's what most people miss it. What is Yahusha's name? Come on, Michelle Nicholas over there in the Netherlands. With that super, I see you. What's his name? Like, he said, whoever receives this little child in my name. That goes over most people's heads. What is his name? The Savior of the entire world. If there can only be one Savior, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, write it down. Isaiah, for those of you that don't understand, Yeshayahu, which means salvation is Yahuwah, his real name of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 11. It says, I am Yahuwah, and besides me, there is no other Savior. What in the world are you going to do with that? Are you now going to bring in a different name from him saying, I am Yahuwah. So the person, y'all ain't even get it yet. I'm going to make you get it today. Sometimes I'll let you have to go reach for it. This time I'm going to make flow. I'm going to make you get it. If you got some ears on connected to your head, I'm going to make you get it. Watch, whoever receives this little child in my name receives me. Wait a minute. And whoever receives me receives the one that sent me. So who is me? He gave you the introduction to how to get it. He was always talking in parables. He said to his disciples, the emissaries, sign name apostles, I talk to you direct. To the rest of the world, I talk in parables. And they said, why? He goes, I have to talk to them in parables because they're forever hearing but never learning. They're always seeing, but never understanding. So I'm going to do the same thing for y'all tonight. I'm going to talk to you like you a real disciple of Yahuwah, not like you like the rest of the world. I'm not going to talk to y'all like y'all the rest of the world. If you were drawn here, you've been given the opportunity that is one that's the greatest in all of your life. You now have the ability to accept Yahusha for who he is. But he gave you the code. You got to receive him as a little child. An adult gets up and starts thinking all intellectual, and they miss what Yahusha said when he was here. I praise you, Father, because you've hidden these things from those that are wise and intellectual. All you smart people that think you know everything. you scribes, you legal experts, all of y'all that think y'all just got all these angles, Yahuwah hates you. And nobody told you like that before, huh? He don't like just dislike you. He hates you. And he gonna throw your ass in the lake of fire. That's what's gonna happen when this is said and done. Come on, Ebony. You trying to be wise and intellectual to the Most High? Yes, going in the fire. And don't trip out on me about the word ass, because it's in the scriptures. They call it a donkey. And you ain't a donkey, are you? You got to receive him as a child. He said, my name. Well, why were they going to be delivering him over? Why were the scribes and the Parashim Pharisees and all those elders and all them legal intellectuals, why did they kill him? Because he said he was Yahuwah. He said, Aya Asha Aya, Brother Ben, I see you. He said, Aya Asha Aya, I am that I am. He claimed to be the Most High. That's why they killed him. They said, Baruch Abba Bashem Yahuwah, when he rode down on that donkey, on that ass. When he was riding on that ass, they were screaming out, Aya Asha Aya. I'm sorry. They were screaming out, Baruch Abba Bashem Yahuwah. They were screaming it out. They were saying, Yahuwah. Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahuwah, because that's his name. Unless you receive, this is a little child, you're not receiving me. Yahuhanan said, Master. Oh, I don't go back. 48. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Now, this is how to be the greatest in the kingdom of Yahuwah. This is how you get great with Yahuwah. Right here in this translation, right here. Whoever is considered least, that is, you got to clarify least. Whoever is considered the least, that is the most humble, that is the one that's the greatest. That is the one who is the greatest. Y'all won't be off the charts with Yahuwah. Yahuwah, when he was here as Yahusha, he said, if whoever wants to be the greatest, I heard what y'all talking about. That's what he's telling the 12. I heard what y'all talking about. I heard y'all wondering who's going to be the greatest. Which one of y'all can be the least, meaning the most humble? So are you humble? We'll know it by your fruits. And the most humble thing you can do is get out of your flesh. You can't deal with Yahuwah in your flesh. He is spirit. You got to worship him in spirit. He's everywhere at all times. If he said anybody to see me has seen the Father, what's that mean? What does that mean? That means you've seen the Father. Then he says another time, Father. He starts talking to the Father. What's that mean? He's talking to the Father. Who's the Father? He said, anybody to see me to see the Father. Who's he talking to, himself? People ask us that all the time. Is he talking to himself? Yes. What you talking about? Is he talking to himself? Of course he is. Can he? Do you ever talk to yourself? Yes, you do. That's the funny part about all of this. The funny part is we all talk to ourselves. You want to know why? Because we're created in his image. Y'all have conversations with yourself all day. And then when it comes to Yahuwah, because you get greeked up, you go, well, how can somebody else talk to somebody else if they said somebody else? Well, why do you talk to yourself? Is it two different people when you talk to yourself? No. It's one. Well, who's talking then? Revelation, breakthrough. When I'm talking to myself and I'm looking in the mirror, who am I talking to? I'm talking to my spirit. This ain't even difficult, man. If you got ears to hear, you gonna hear. And for most of y'all, like, man, I ain't really get it till Jay just brought that down. Jay just told me the truth. That when I talk to myself, I'm talking to my spirit being. Just like when Yahusha was here in the flesh, he was talking to his spirit being. What y'all gonna do with this? Man, what y'all gonna do with this one? Think about this. Elmer, you getting it? Kareem, how many of y'all getting it? How many of y'all just got a breakthrough? Put it in the chat if y'all got a breakthrough that when you talk to yourself, you're doing what Yahusha did when he talked to the Father. You're talking to yourself. It's your spirit you're talking to. Who got a breakthrough? Y'all ain't never thought of it like that. Put it in the chat. I don't know. Yahusha's telling me to tell you what I'm telling you. So then you understand. Like you will call yourself, come on, big dog. You call yourself, you the man. You the woman. You the this. You be saying all that to yourself. You will pin another entity, another name on yourself and be talking to yourself. And don't lie and say you don't. Because you like your daddy. And Yahusha is all of your daddies. Whether you're going to the lake or not, you just don't understand this daddy, his punishment ain't no joke. When I'm talking to myself, I'm doing the same thing that Yahusha did when he talked to himself. Hey, I am me, but I'm also a father. I'm a father of a son. I can say, now listen, dad, you know how you gotta be and do this and that and this and that, don't you? This is a breakthrough. Stop letting the Greek fool you. The only reason you can't accept this is because Jesus got you and he gonna drag you right in the lake of fire with him. And you know who he is? He's Satan. You're going in there with him if you don't get what I'm saying. And I'm not playing. You'll remember these words on that day. I'm going back in because y'all should got that one. Everybody should have had a mega breakthrough on this session. Everybody should be like, yep, that's it. I know how he did it. You never stop being you when you're talking to you. Whoever's the most humble is going to be considered the greatest. Y'all get that? Then Yahuhanan, one of the disciples, one of the emissaries, said to him, Master, we saw a man casting out demons in your name, but we told him to stop because he was not one of us. I'm telling y'all, these emissaries, these disciples, they was all over the place. Come on, patience. She said, hallelujah. Amber, you getting this? My sister Amber House, are you getting this? Deontay said, I got to rewatch this again. Rush, it's Teruha. Our father did it, we'll do it, Rush said. Because we're created in his image. We rock like he rocks. We do what he does. As a matter of fact, we playing too low because he told us once we get it, we'll do greater things. You want to know why? Because this is pleasing to the Father. This is pleasing to the Father. Juan, come here and show some love, brother. Sometimes stuff happens. We don't come in here and we don't fight. We don't argue. We don't do none of that. If you love Yahuwah, come in here in peace and love. We're going to love you back. Let's keep rocking. That's all we got to do. We got to be rocking. Everybody. See? You got to be humble. You got to be humble. The greatest of you, you're going to have to humble yourself. You cannot come in a bona fide real area of Yahuwah and come in with pride and think you ain't going to get checked by Yahuwah. Ain't going to be me. Ain't going to be nobody on the staff. It'll be a messenger sometime check some of y'all. That's a fact. I've seen it happen. You'll see a messenger come in. You'll be like, why this happen? That's that messenger saying, you can't come in this space tripping. Yahusha said, don't stop him. They said, no, he ain't one of us. You ain't got to be rolling with promote the truth. I promote everybody that promotes the name of Yahuwah. And that's a fact. And I give them love and I give them shout outs. But I also tell them, you got to get up out. You got to get out of them false translations. I love my brothers and sisters in the world that call on the name of Yahuwah. But enough of the Greek, because if you do the Greek, we're going to call it out that the Greek ain't right. And we're going to tell the world the Greek ain't right. And we're going to advertise it. And listen, we're going to pour hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertisement to tell everybody that the Greek and the King James and all of his sisters is trash. And we're going to do it diplomatically, but they gonna feel it's trash. They gonna feel it's trash because it is. But we gonna be, that's why when you support a TSNT.org, you burning down all the nonsense. And we ain't asking everybody to come with us. Come on, William. Dropping them pounds. I don't think people get when we do these lives, when we on, I'm telling y'all, I promise you, there's no sense in sending us messages trying to, I'm not going to respond to you. I will personally delete it if I see it. I'm only looking for the people that touch and agree with me. And that's it. Now, if you don't like that, go rock your own stuff. Ain't like, and I'm not going to hate on you. You never going to see me come on your channel talking trash ever. You're never going to see me post a negative message, doing a vid. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to call you out. You should be calling me out because I don't care what you do. I'm here to deliver a message. That's it. I'm rocking in the spirit of Yahuwah and the immerser, John the Baptist. I'm telling the world, you brood of vipers. Who warned you to flee from the wrath that for a fact is coming? That's why I'm rocking. Hallelujah. Somebody dropped the calendar in there for my man, for my brother Juan. Y'all give Juan Smith some love. Put the calendar in. Put the real calendar. That way the Shabbat is tomorrow. This is preparation today, brother Juan. The real Shabbat globally. And some of our family over in the east part of the world, they're already in Shabbat at the time of this live. Somebody drop it in the chat. No, Tuesday. I'm sorry. My wife's screaming at me. I lost track of time, babe. My wife was like, it ain't tomorrow. No, tomorrow's preparation day. Tuesday on the pagan calendar is it. Thank you, Brother D. I'm tripping, y'all. Hey, Sherry, that's your brother. I've been translating. I don't even know what day it is. I literally have no clue. I thought it was preparation day. So y'all got to forgive me. Y'all forgive your brother? Because I'm telling you. Siri came on. Did y'all hear Siri in the background? Siri came on and said, I forgive you. That's hilarious. Lena, Siri says she forgive me. I don't even, how, turn Siri off. I don't need her to forgive me. I need Yahoo to keep me in forgiveness. That was funny, man. That was funny. All right, we got now, Juan, when you come in here, we stay on point. That's the key. Stay with the lesson. Then if you got any questions, send it in to info@promotethetruth.com and they will try to get back to you because we get loaded with messages. You might not get it back for about a month sometimes. That's how many messages we get. I'm going in. I just want to know what y'all going to do with this fire, man. JC laughing at me. JC know how I roll. JC ain't nothing changed. Yahuwah just coming back fast. And I've been telling JC that since when? 2011. I found Yahuwah in 2007. And I told JC Rain Hill, you see him on there? I told him in 2011, I said, hey, this is it. And JC would tell you, you couldn't find Yahuwah on the internet anywhere, Harley. It was minuscule, little bit. Now, the man is out. What's happened is Yahuhan and one of the disciples has identified somebody's casting out demons in Yahusha's name. But they ain't doing it in Yahusha's name. That's the code that people don't get. They was doing it, and he was doing it in the name of Yahuwah, and the disciples, that they were shocked that this man knew how to do it, had the name of Yahuwah. They were shocked. They were like, he ain't one of us. He don't know the inside. What Yahusha said, do not stop him. Anyone that is not against you is for you. That's some wisdom. What he's saying is don't argue with people. There's going to be people. They ain't got to be all up inside your own little personal clique. Clarification. Make sure y'all know it. I see the comments. Monday on the pagan calendar is preparation day. Tuesday is the real Shabbat. I just didn't know what day I was on, but I would have known tomorrow. But I was already prepared if it was Shabbat tomorrow. That's how I was on point. My wife know, I'll be like, all right. Because I know she'll make sure I know because I'm translating. So listen, you ain't got to be in with Promote the Truth. Y'all understand that? You don't have to be in hanging with us. But we can't go on the negative route. Anybody that calls on the name of Yahuwah, Yahuwah's teaching the world how to observe him correct. I've just been rocking this for 17 years. And before that, 14, trying to find the truth. So I'm 31, like I'm going on 31 years studying high level stuff. So anybody, nobody, if they don't have little particulars right, if they got the new moon wrong, or they don't understand the Shabbat completely right yet, we got to give them some compassion. We got to give people some empathy. We got to show people love. We lead with love first. That's what Yahusha's saying. No. Wait a minute. We're going to lead with love. All we do is we're going to go out and we're going to teach people the right way. And other people are going to get it on the outside. And then when it's all said and done, we're going to get a remnant pulled together. I'm just telling you right now, you want a shortcut to the remnant? Get in with what we're doing. That's all you got to do. If you get in with what we're doing, you got a shortcut. Otherwise, you're going to go way out. You're going to come back a year or two from now. You're going to go, Jay, you was right about that. Why? I done paid a price that hardly any of y'all can even imagine paying. I'm telling you, it's crazy. I'm going back in. All right, let me speed it up. He said, anyone that's not against you is for you. Y'all remember that. 51. As the time approached for Yahushua to be taken back to heaven, he decided to go back to Jerusalem. He knew he had to go back to Jerusalem. That's Jerusalem. He knew he had to go back there. He knew that's where it was going to go down. Now watch, everybody pay attention. This is how you can know what's in reach for you. This right here is going to make everybody understand the power potential for a true follower of Yahuwah. You want to be great with Yahuwah? Everybody pay attention. Watch this. He knew he was going back. So at 51, Luke chapter 9, verse 51, as time approached for Yahushua to be taken back up to heaven, he knows he's going to die. He decided to go back to Jerusalem. 52, Yahushua sent some messengers ahead to go to Shamarani. That's a Samaritan village. Shamarani is Samaritan. To get things prepared for him. So he knew there was things that had to get prepared for him. You remember the donkey and all that stuff? So he sent some messengers ahead to go up to the Shamarani, Samaritan village, to get things prepared for him. Listen to this. But they refused to receive him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. So their scholars go back and forth on this. Were they mad because they didn't want nothing to do with Jerusalem, that they heard he was going there? Or was they afraid because they didn't want to be attached because they knew something was going to go down with him there? Whatever the case, they refused to have the Most High Yahuwah Mashiach walking as Yahushua HaMashiach. They refused to have him come to their town. Now, y'all listen to what's going to happen next. When Yahushua's disciples, Jacob, James, and Yahuhanan, John, saw what was happening with the people there, they said, listen to what they said. Master, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and destroy that place? Do y'all hear this? I don't think people's ever stopped and took the time to check out the real Luke chapter 9, verse 54. Y'all hear this? I got to pause. I don't know if y'all heard that right. And they said it straight up. No doubt they knew they could do it. I don't even know if y'all got what just went on. Two of the 12 disciples had been so locked in and they done received so much insight and power from Yahuwah Mashiach, they knew that Yahuwah, they could call Yahuwah to burn that place up. Think about the audacity. How many of y'all could just go, you want me to call down fire and burn that city up? Matt Wells, they had it like that. They knew that they had that kind of potential to say to the master Yahushua then, Yahuwah Mashiach, Master, because that city refused to take care of him, They said, Master, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and destroy that place? And I'm going to tell you what. If they would have called it down, it would have came down. And I know that if I call it down, it'll come down. I know it will. But you got to be disciplined on this. You're going to have to be disciplined with this kind of knowledge. I'm telling you. That's why I'm walking y'all into it. Daniel, Bakote, they knew they could do it. Tammy says, we have to know our authority in Yahuwah. Come on, sis. Sylvia said, the same power dwells in all that believe. Look, Matt said, no doubt they knew whose side they were on and who had the power. You got to understand that they had the nerve. That's why I got to stop on this. These two individuals had the nerve to say, they disrespecting you. Master, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and destroy that place? Man. But see, this is what Yahuwah has already shown me, that they might not have seen them being even up that close to him. But Yahusha turned and corrected them for what they were thinking and saying. See, you know, like a parent, when you empower your children, but you go, no, hold on. I ain't talking about do it that way. Like he didn't go hard on them. That's what hit me. Yahusha didn't go blow them up and go nuts on them. He just corrected them and said, no, wait a minute. That's not what we don't need to do that right here in this case. Can y'all imagine that? How long is it going to take you to get to that point where you can have the audacity to even think like you could call some fire down out of heaven? Man, that's like strong, ain't it? I think that's just off the hook. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to finish up. Yahusha turned and corrected them for what they were thinking and saying. Wait. Hold on now. He said, look, we're going to go to another village. Y'all don't have to don't burn that city up. Let's just go over to another village. That was the solution. You know what I'm saying, Sister Sherry? He was like, no, look, rather than blow that place up, let's just go over to another village. 57. As they were going along the way, someone came to Yahusha and said, I will follow you anywhere you go. Yahusha said to him, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. You won't come after me? That's what Yahusha was saying there. You're going to have to get up on Front Street and deal with this persecution all the way till you get to the kingdom. You won't roll like that? You in or out? Yahusha then said to another man, come and follow me. But the man said, Master, let me wait first and go bury my father. But Yahusha said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. That's a tough one for some of y'all. You go and spread the news of the kingdom of Yahuwah. You got to go spread Yahuwah's kingdom. Let the dead bury their own dead. What's that mean? Some of y'all spending time like talking to spiritually dead people. If they're talking trash to you, what are you doing talking to them? They're dead. See, what he's saying there, you're going to have to separate yourself how quickly. Now You're gonna have to go, you're gonna have to do it now. Not later. You're gonna have to do it right when? Now. You're going to have to let the dead bury their own dead. You can't be talking about people that don't see it and people that don't understand it and how come they don't get it and this and that. You can't keep talking about that. It's over. If you with Yahuwah, you got to be busy, what? Spreading the news of the kingdom of Elua. Anybody that don't get it, they're dead. Only Yahuwah can save them. The only way they got a chance is you keep moving. And them go, why'd they leave me like that? You got to fear I lost these people. Then another person said, Master, I will follow you. But first, let me say goodbye to those at my house. Now, this is a big one. I'm going to conclude it. Verse 62, we're out. But Yahusha said to him, no one who puts their hand to the plow and then looks back is fit for the kingdom of Elua. You can't call on Yahuwah and then look back. That's why I be so strong on y'all about if you're crying over something in the past. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You put your head to the plow, you do not look back. I give you one time to look back. One. Everybody do this. You got a chance right now. In the name of Yahuwah, you got permission to just do this one drill. Do this one drill. Yahuwah, I promise you, is giving me authority to take you through one drill. Y'all ready? I'm going to give you 1 ounce of permission to just look back to do one thing. You ready? Look over your shoulder, left or right, and kiss your past goodbye. There you go. Watch. Don't even look all the way. Just give it a kiss. Before you even get all the way, turn around, just go. That's it. If you want to do that, look. That's it. Look over your shoulder and kiss your past goodbye. You are not there. And you're not in your future. The only time there is now. And that's it. Look over your shoulder and kiss your past goodbye. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. No one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back except to kiss their past goodbye. They should have put that in there. Kiss it goodbye because there's nothing. You could have been molested. You could have been beat up. You could have been left. You could have been abused. You could have all of that. You ain't there no more. You're here. And who the Son sets free, call on Yahuwah. Come on, Sherry Harry with that soup. Son sets free is free indeed. Mary L's in the building. That's super. I see y'all. Just say, let him set you free, fam. Enough is enough with the past. That's it. We going forward in the now. Y'all like your permission? Put some fire emojis in the chat and we're going to get out of here. If you like your permission and you agree that no more past, come on, James Harris. Bypass. Some of y'all done some of the craziest dirt ever. It's going to be hard. David had a man killed. adultery, all of that. Some of y'all done all of that. Some of y'all done been prostitutes. You ain't fooling me. Some of y'all done some dirty transactions. Some of y'all been some drug addicts. Some of y'all been all over the place. Call on Yahuwah and sin no more. Don't you do it another second. You want to get high? Take a hit of Yahuwah and watch what happens to you. But it's got to be for real. You got to love him like that. And some of you, you playing games. No, a lot of you going to play games and think you can shake and bake Yahuwah, and you can't. You're going to have to fall down and be contrite and be ripped in your heart and say, I hate that I got that way. I hate that I did those things. I know I'm going in the lake of fire with that. You have to fall down like the woman that walked in the house and she cried. She was a sinful woman. She was buck wild. She cried on Yahusha's feet and she wiped the tears on his feet and washed his feet with her tears. And Yahuwah said, those that have sinned much, they'll love me more. So go on and love him. I'm done, man. Y'all ain't got it out of this one. I don't know what's going to happen. And y'all think this is hot? Y'all wait to see how we're going to rock these telethons tomorrow. Y'all want to get it started? Then y'all got to get over to TSNT.org and get in with us. If you want to roll with us, we don't play no games in this spiritual warfare. We in it. On Front Street, we ain't shy about it. We're not begging nobody to do nothing. We rolling with Yahuwah. He sustains us. He supplies all of our needs. Pressed down, shaking together, and it's running over. And he going to do a major thing in this world through us. And you can roll with us. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, me, my wife, we're going to be here rocking. I'm going to be dropping some more true scriptures that y'all never heard before. We're going to have some more of the new music releases that y'all haven't heard all these before. It's going to be an awesome day. We're going to be doing the tear it down. Before I get out of here, everybody put in the chat, tear it down. Let's tear it down. Enough of the nonsense. Nobody getting fooled no more. Let's get it tomorrow. I love y'all. Drop that tear down in the chat. I'll see y'all in the morning. Bye-bye. Love you.